So let's review. Zak the Mishnah, Ve'elu Eidein Shal Evdi Kechavim, Kalanda, Ve'sar Tenura, Ve'kartisim. The following are Roman holidays in which a Jew is forbidden to have dealings with them from 3 days before and 3 days after the holiday. As Rashi explains, because these dealings bring happiness to the Akam and will cause him to go and give thanks to his Avodah Zarah on their holiday. As the Gemara explains, Kalanda, Ches Yamim Achar Tekufa. The holiday of Kalanda was on the 8 days following Tekufas Tevis, and Saturnura, Ches Yamim Lefnei Tekufa. The holiday of Saturnura was on the 8 days preceding Tekufas Tevis. As the Bryce explains, when Adam Rishon saw for the first time from Tishrei until Tevis that the days were gradually getting shorter, he became worried and exclaimed, "Oily, shem b'shvil shesarachti oylam chasuk badi b'chayz lo tayiv uvayu, v'zuhi misa shniknes alayim in ha-shamayim. Perhaps because I sinned and ate from the Eitz Hadas, I'm being punished that the world is becoming dark and will eventually be destroyed and I will die." Amad v'yashav ches yamim b'taynis u'b'tfilah. Adam Rishon fasted and davened Hashem during the 8 days before Tekufas Tevis. Then, kivin shirat Tekufas Tevis, v'ra yim shemara v'haylich, amar min hagish alaymo. After Tekufas Tevis, when Adam Rishon saw that the days began to get longer, he concluded that this must be the natural course of the world. Halach v'asr shmoyna yamim tayvim. He celebrated and thanked Hashem during the 8 days after Tekufas Tevis. L'shana hacheres, asan le'elu u'le'elu yamim tayvim. Who kavim l'shem shemayim, v'hem kavim l'shem avodas kachavim. The following year, Adam Rishon designated both times as holidays in which to thank Hashem, while the Romans designated these times as Sartanura and Kalanda to worship Avodah Zarah. The Gemara cites a similar brisa. Yom shenivri by Adam Rishon, kivin sheshakol av chama, omer oili shebishvil shesarachti oil mechashach badi, v'yachzo oil mutay v'vayu, v'zuhi misa sheniknas alayim v'nashamayim. At nightfall of the day that Adam Rishon was created, he became concerned that the world will be destroyed. And Hayyoshim betainis abeicha kol alayla, v'chava beicha kenegdei. He and Chava sat and cried. However, when the sun rose the following day, he realized that this must be the natural course of the world. Adam Rishon bore an ox that was created and emerged from the ground fully grown as a sacrifice to Hashem. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes regarding Reimi Sha'asa Kalenda. The nearby cities, even though they pay taxes to Rome and are subordinate to them, nevertheless do not observe the Roman holidays. Therefore, there's a machlekes whether the Isur Lefnei Eidein, not to deal with Akum, applies to them. Shimon Levi says, Kalanda Asur Lakoli. During Kalanda, the prohibition applies in the nearby cities as well, because Hayulum Shabbadis L'Raymi Yesh Lema Mashen Kayan Akshav Yavi L'Raymi L'Akrivim B'nei Raymi. They will provide the Romans with some of these animals to be sacrificed by the Romans. Or Rabbi Yechonon says, in Asura El Loib Del Bolvad, the prohibition applies only in Rome, but not in the nearby cities, because Hoyel Ve'im Akriv in Hain, Ve'in Yoim Eid Zeh Shalahen, they themselves will not sacrifice these animals because it's not their holiday. And the Gemara cites a brice in support of Rabbi Yechonon. He Atzma, in Asura El Loib Del Bolvad, the Isra only applies to those who observe the holiday. The Bryce also mentions the following halacha, Ba'akum Sha'asa by Mishta Lebenai, Ein Asra Elo Eisayim Ve'isayish. If an idol worshiper made a wedding meal for his son, a Jew may not have dealings with that person on that day, because as Rashi explains, on the day of the wedding, the Akum worships his Avodah Zarah to thank it for that he merited this event. The Gemara proceeds with a brisa that discusses another issue regarding Akum Sha'asa by Mishta Lebenoi. Tanya Bishmol Eimer Yisrael Shabachutz La'aretz Avde Akum B'Taharahen. The Yidden outside Eretz Yisrael worship Avodah Zarah unintentionally as follows. Akum Sha'asa Mishta Lebenoi, Bezimin Kala Yehudim Shabi'iroi, Ava Pisha Eichle Mishalahen, Vesheis Mishalahen, Vesham Mishalahen, Oimid Lefnehen, Malale Makasab Kilachim Mazev Chemesim. They partake in the wedding meal of an Akum. And a Jew is forbidden to partake in the wedding meal of an Akum even if he eats from his own kosher food served to him by a Jewish waiter who makes sure it doesn't get mixed up with non-kosher food. It is nevertheless considered as if he ate from Avodah Zarah because the Pasuk states, Pentichris Brish Leyeshev Ha'aretz Bekaralach Vachalt Mezivchai. The words of a karalach teach mishas kriya. The Jew is liable merely for accepting the imitation in which his own food is considered like a sacrifice for Avodah Zarah. Hilkach kol tlasin yaymin bein omale machmasi lula ubein lo yomale machmasi lula aser. In the first 30 days following the wedding, regardless of whether the Akum specified that he's still celebrating the wedding or he did not specify, the Jews are forbidden to partake in the meal. Mekan ve'elach I omale machmasi lula aser ve lo yomale machmasi lula shari. After 30 days until a year after the wedding, it depends. If the Akum specified that he's celebrating the wedding, the Jews are forbidden. If he did not specify, the Jews are permitted to partake in the meal. The Gemara proceeds and elaborates on the third Roman holiday, Kartasim. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, Yom Shetavsta B'Yoraymi Malchus. This commemorates the day that the Romans seized power from others. As the Gemara explains, Shtei Tfisis Tavsta Roymi. Achas B'Mei Kalapatra Malchusa, Achas Shetavsta B'Mei Yevanim. The Romans twice seized power from others. Once when they defeated the Egyptians under Queen Cleopatra, and once when they defeated the Greeks and ruled over the entire world. As the Gemara elaborates, Tlasin betrayed Karvi of the Remoi Bahadi Yevani, V'lo Yachluhu, Ad Shatfinu L'Yisrael Bahadayu. The Romans waged 32 battles with the Greeks, and they could not defeat the Greeks until the Yidden joined with the Romans. At first, the Romans created an alliance with the Jews with the following agreement. Imenon Malchi Minaychu Hafrachi. Imenaychu Malchi Minon Hafrachi. When the king is from us, the Romans, the governors will be from you, the Jews. And when the king is from you, the governors will be from us. Esen v'sheshnin, kamaluhu bem nasayu b'had Yisrael. Mekam v'eilech ishtabd b'hu. For 26 years, the Romans faithfully kept to their agreement with the Jews, but afterward, they broke the agreement and began to dominate the Jews. And the Gemara explains, at first, the Romans, who are Esav's descendants, darshan the following pasuk. Nisav and Elecha v'elchol negdecha. Esav and Yaakov will go together, which indicates that they are equals. But later, the Romans darshan another pasuk, Yaver na adoyin ilafnei avdoy. Esav shall go first before Yaakov, which indicates that they are the leaders. And the Gemara elaborates, 180 years before the Churban of the second Beis HaMikdash, the Roman Empire began to dominate Eretz Yisrael. Peishana adli charev habayis, gazru tuma al eretz ha'amim val kleis chuchas. 100 years later, 80 years before the Churban, the Chacham decreed tuma al chutz la'aretz and on glassware. Memshana adli charev habayis, galsus Sanhedrin v'yashvu l'bachanus. 40 years later, 40 years before the Churban, the Sanhedrin moved from the Lishkas Hagazas to a building on the Harbayas called Chanos, because Shalei Donu did nefashis, they no longer wanted to judge capital cases. As the Gemara explains, Kivin the Chadud and the Fishulu Reitzchen le Yachlu le Meiden Amru Mutub Nikli Mimakam le Makam Kehechad le Lechaibu. When the Sanhedrin saw an increase in murderers and they were unable to judge them all, they said it's best that the Sanhedrin move from the Ezra, that the Sanhedrin moved from the Azara to another place where Bezdin cannot convict them, as the pasuk regarding the Nefashah states, Vasisa al pi hadaber shigid lucha min ha-mokam ahu. Malamet sha-mokam goyim. The Sanhedrin must be situated inside the Azara for any Bezdin shalchav gimel to judge a capital case. This discussion continues in the next daf.